Hey there, welcome to Ask the Expert. I'm Ted Craig, editor of Restoration Remediation Magazine, and my guest today is Joe Ortiz, owner of two PuroClean franchises. And Joe, one of them is brand new. Why don't you start telling us about that one?
Well, thank you. Appreciate it for the opportunity, Ted. As you said, my name is Joe Ortiz. I've been in the industry for about 3 years now, started with PuroClean. And like you mentioned, I'm the proud owner of a couple of franchises. My first one was opened a couple of years ago down in Virginia, Reston. We covered the DMV area in Virginia. And now we're starting operations in a brand new franchise down in San Juan, Puerto Rico. We're opening PuroClean of San Juan. We're operational and ready to help the Puerto Rican people in need out there.
And that is the first franchise in Puerto Rico for PuroClean, correct?
That's correct. PuroClean has over 400 franchises. We were actually number 400 that we opened up. They were all over the states in Canada, but this is the first one that we're opening down in Puerto Rico. Everybody's extremely excited about it.
And it's especially exciting for you because of your heritage, correct?
100%. Yeah, I was born and raised down in Puerto Rico. I basically left when I was 18 in the military, Army active duty. Went over there and served. And because I was trying to provide for better opportunities for myself and my family, I ended up staying in the States using the skills that I learned when the military used to work. And started working on creating my own business. I always wanted to have my own business. And I knew at some point I was going to end up back in Puerto Rico, but it had to be with the right idea, right? Because I wanted to be there as a business owner and not only provide service, but I also want to incentivize the economy. I want jobs and all that. So if I had the right structure, I wasn't going to do it. But PuroClean happened, and I think it's just no better company that I could have moved this project down to Puerto Rico. PuroClean. Basically, we were a regional meeting, and we were talking to Mr. George Hernandez. He's the VP of Commercial Loss, and he's from Puerto Rico too. And PuroClean Restoration had this long-standing relationship with the island, with Puerto Rico, because after 2017, we had Hurricane Maria, which was devastating for the island. And PuroClean and Signal basically mobilized people and took care of a lot of large projects out there. So, and they were using local talent and stuff. So this is something that was extremely special. They just needed the right person. So Mr. Hernandez, they thought that I was that person out there. So we just got to work. We started doing our research, research the market, understanding what were the needs. And here we are. We're up and running.
If we go back a little bit, what initially brought you into restoration?
Been lucky enough, after the service, I started in the industry. I was in the aviation industry. I was able to create a successful company there as an aircraft maintenance company called DC Jet Services. It's all over the United States. But as a business owner, as an individual, I just wanted to grow and wanted to be a part of an industry that it wasn't just basically dealing with fixing things on aircraft. I wanted to interact with people. I wanted to get that fulfillment that you get from the restoration industry that you don't get from anything else. This is something special about this. You're walking into people's homes, you're walking into businesses, and you're the hero, right? You're the expert. You're the person that's going to go out there. It's going to make sure that everything gets back to pre-loss condition with no issues, and you're running just to ensure that they can get back up and running. So that's just something that attracted me when I started doing my research into what I was going to transition next. Looked into various companies, various options in the industry. I know a little bit about the trades, but I had no experience at all whatsoever when it comes to regulations and the restoration industry. So while doing my research, I ran into PuroClean, and I think that's again, the perfect company. I mean, they just give you the structure for somebody like me that didn't have a lot of experience. That company is just the best. They provide you everything you need. They'll give you the right tools. You just got to go out there and implement what they teach you. So as soon as I landed in Tamarack, Florida, and I visited the headquarters, I knew that was just it. That was the right company. And and from that point on, I just keep learning every day. And it's an amazing industry. You got to train. You got to have the right equipment. You got to put your heart into it. You got to think that it's all about the main values, right? Compassion, you gotta be creative, and you gotta have compassion with all the people that you're working with, because they're dealing with a lot of issues. So.
How long have you been in Reston?
Operation.
How long is your operation?
Operation's been 2 years. It's been 2 years up there. It's up and running, successful. We hit the mark right away. It's an area. It's a complex area. There's a lot of commercial jobs out here. There's a lot of remediation companies that all around. So it's difficult just to get a franchise going. But I feel like with the game plan that Purifin would set you up, you're provided a customer with the best customer service you can. You got the right tools. You understand how to do the process. We got some really good partnerships with insurance companies and program work. So you get the opportunity to go out there and prove that you can provide the service, and that will open a door for a successful franchise. And so far, we're doing amazing there. And I felt comfortable enough to jump on my second franchise right away. That's all.
But now that second franchise is going to be quite a distance away. How are you handling that?
Well, you gotta have the proper management system, the proper structure in a company. You gotta have the right key players in place. We have a good structure here at Reston, Virginia. We understand everybody's roles. We got proper SOPs, so they understand what is supposed to happen. We're not improvising. We got a method to madness on any type of loss. So you really don't need, if you need to be in your franchise every day. So there's some work to be done, right? So I think we got to the point that this operation kind of runs on its own. I'm still taking a look at everything that's happening. And I'm trying to set up kind of the same thing down in Puerto Rico. Usually the initial 6 to 9 months is really hard, because I got to be there that all the time. I just landed yesterday from Friday after a couple of weeks training guys, getting them to understand what was the vision for you know, what we're trying to accomplish. So that's the plan. So far it's working, and I'm looking forward to it.
And you still have family down in Puerto Rico, right?
Oh, I was in my entire family, everybody up there. So it's amazing. It's great. This is the first business that I'm starting out there. So it's extremely special, I guess, to see this and see how we're helping. We started our operation 4 days after Hurricane Fiona. So we got four days before Fiona, we got the shipment with all our remediation equipment. 4 days later, we got hit with a hurricane.
The hurricanes in Puerto Rico are quite common. So that is both good, I suppose, right, because it creates some business for you, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, 100%. It's a lot of work. Preparation is the key. And that's why it's important to have somebody there ready, a local company. There's a company that's coming from the States, but we're there. We're already prepared with all the equipment. We're not waiting and dealing with the logistical nightmare that is after a hurricane, trying to move all your equipment down and stuff. We're set up. We got a couple of warehouses. When we have plenty of equipment to serve the entire island, and we got the trained technicians, local guys that have been ICs, CRC certified, and that makes a huge difference. Like, you want quick response in these hurricanes, because the problem is just the secondary damage or your content, debris that has to be moved down just to be able to get access to it. So our plan is just to strategically a game plan. We understand the roads, we understand the needs, and where it's more likely to have some damage. We're working with local authorities, and we come up with plans, whatever they need, right? They need emergency extractions. They need some debris to get cleaned up. They'll contact us, and we're there to help. They already know that we're there. And also, the hurricane is about educating, right? You got to do a lot of prevention and stuff. And so we're educating every time. We're educating residents, all the business owners, all year long with free campaigns on prevention. We're creating emergency plans, basically to be able to cater to local regulations and for employees and everybody in the business to understand what they're supposed to do after an emergency. And at the same time, we're just creating that relationship with that business, because they know now that we're providing these services that are free of cost. We just want to establish that relationship. And whenever they do need us, they know who to contact them.
Is it challenging operating in a territory rather than in, you know, just an average state like Virginia?
Oh, my God. It is a challenge. Let's forget about the geographical challenge. Like I said, it's a nightmare. It takes a while for you to get shipments from the States. All this equipment, everything is just built out here in the States. So in order to be able to ship it, it isn't bad. Puerto Rico operates like an independent country in a way, because it's a commonwealth, but all federal regulations are going to apply. So so in a state, they tell you got to follow the state and basically federal laws and all that. So, but in Puerto Rico, with specialists, it seems like there's a lot more steps to those local laws out there. Right. You got to research. You got to be so prepared and just understanding how the process goes for you to be able to be on point with a regulation and not to get fined over something like that. So I think that's a little bit of a difference. That cultural difference too, and language barrier, sometimes will affect the operation. You got to understand the culture, the way that you got to approach and sell to people and market to people. Language barrier, usually you get all your franchises and they'll give you all the marketing material and all that stuff. Well, not here. I had to put the marketing team at Pure Clean. They had to work overtime to be able to translate everything to Spanish and make sure that we're on point with the guidelines that we have for marketing. So that's crazy. On top of that, people are underinsured. That's a culture thing. A lot of people are just using the bare minimum for insurance in Puerto Rico, which is called a hazard coverage, which is going to cover your dwelling, your property, and your structure itself. So even windows are not going to get covered. Anything, any content, you're not going to get covered out there. So it's just got to be structural damage. So we're trying to create that market and get people to understand too, like this is an island. We're going to continue getting hit for this. I think a lot of people are on the insurance. So you got to understand the products that are out there and make sure that you're there. You can do it. And on top of that, man, there's many other political things. There's something called the Jones Act. I don't know if you heard about it, but yeah, correct. So that's a killer, right? So we're paying 20, 30, 40% more, because any goods traveling by sea between the mainland and Puerto Rico, it has to be transported on a U.S. ship. So sometimes you'll get goods from other countries and they just got to go to Jacksonville, get downloaded, get put back on a U.S. ship, and then ship to Puerto Rico. So that's a delay on timing, and the price just goes up. Somebody has to pay for all that. All right. So yeah, that's a lot of challenges, but we're battling through this. It's all about preparation, just understanding what you got and just be ready, and have all the equipment and all the chemicals, everything that you need. You just got to have it ready locally and yeah, whatever.
Sounds like Puro Clean Corporate is giving you pretty good support, though, in terms of marketing and things like that.
There's no way I could have done this without them. From the launch, because we're starting, this is a brand new brand, so we can't just do a regular soft opening that you will do on a franchise. This is a big deal. You gotta let everybody know. You gotta get government. So we had a successful launch that we brought into the Caribbean Hilton, which was a hotel that the Signal Pure Clean actually worked and did more than millions of dollars in renovations of that. So we created a lounge. We invited all the local government entities, and a lot of them showed up. And just that, for me, I've never dealt with anything like that before. So if it wasn't because of the headquarters and the guidance they provided, they actually flew in Steve White, EP, everybody, George, from marketing, they were all there at the event supporting. So 100%, that's Pure Clean really stepped up and it's making everything easier for us out there.
What's your competition like down there? Are there a lot of other formal restoration companies, or has it been mostly done by other types of contracts?
To be honest, this is really expensive. I don't think there's a couple of franchises down there, but they got bare minimum coverage. They're sitting and waiting on a hurricane, right? So they don't have enough equipment. Usually they'll mobilize people from the States whenever anything occurs. But there's not a lot of competition. There's a lot of companies that are not regulated. There are cleaning companies that are trying to do some little bit more remediation. They will try to do cleanup, but they're not certified. They don't understand what they're doing. They don't focus on that, and they don't do it at the standards that a restoration company does. Like, you know, we got standards. So now it's all about showing them what we're doing. And just on the meet and greets that we're doing, lunch and learns, we're doing some presentations so you can tell that they know this is a different product. So we're getting, and everybody's just calling us for quotes. They want to, on the government level, Right? We're getting asked for proposals to take care of a lot of issues that are going on down there. So yeah, 100%. This working good.
How about hiring? How has that been going? Staffing.
You know
for
what?
New franchise.
Surprisingly, pay wages down there are a lot lower. The labor costs. We're trying to set a new standard because we want to get these guys. We want to get the top guys out there. So we had to change the way that we recruit, and basically now we're looking for guys with not a lot of restoration experience because they're just not going to have it. Just smart, hungry for work individuals with a little bit of background in construction. We're noticing that if they understand the construction, especially. So far, we've been able to land guys right away. So it's completely opposite of what I'm dealing with in the States.
Right.
In Virginia. So in Puerto Rico, there's a lot of people that are hungry to work, and they see what we're bringing. They know it's honest. They know it's not just a franchise that coming in trying to take advantage of the people. This is somebody local that was born and raised there, and we just want to create something special. And the guys are signing up for it. And now I got to put up too. I gotta raise the bar as far as like benefits and the pay scales, restructure all that out there. But so far, we've been great.
Does your experience as a veteran help you in this undertaking?
Oh, 100%. I think on this business, on any industry, this a lot of discipline is key for everything that we do. Like I was telling some of the guys, it's just you can have a lot of motivation to try to become better and all that, but if you're not disciplined, you're not going to be able to accomplish your goal. Discipline will take you to a lot of places where motivation is not going to do it. So that discipline is coming from the military that really helped me a lot creating my SOPs, a little bit of the leadership. I saw in the military really extremely good leadership, and I saw bad leadership too. So I understand, and I'm trying to think, and I'm trying to delegate and encourage everybody to grow. So 100%, the military really helped, but maybe that's plan to do what's right when nobody's looking and to do the job right every single time.
Great. And that discipline must help you in operating two far-flung franchises.
It's fun. So it's two different, the way that I'm seeing, I'm just kind of overseeing the entire operations, two completely different operations, two completely different markets. So it's a challenge, but it's a fun challenge. That's what I've signed up for, right? But at the end, we're still following all the standards. And out there, we might be dealing with different materials or a different scope of work, but we're still going to bring the highest standard, just the way Pure Clean always asks us to do out there. So it's not that complicated. You just got to get organized and understand and have a good structure, a leadership team. It's all about the leadership and who you got running. So they gotta love it the same way you do. And that's kind of hard to find people that care about it the same way you do. But I think I've done a good job with just getting those guys.
And you were able to find those guys in Puerto Rico, or did you bring guys down from Virginia?
We brought some guys just for training, and that was it. The guys, everybody was local. I was able to hire all the local guys out there. I say there's a really a lot of good talent, really underpaid good talent. So we're looking to change that, and they just want to work, right? But they just really want to work and pay good wages, give them a lot of respect, and give them that opportunity to grow. This is so important for them. Like all these certifications, like I got a map. In which I want them to get to a certain level. And they understand that part of the induct training, whenever they get to go into the company, I make them understand all the certifications you can get with us. We can go by the IICRC, and I want to get them at some point to a master level. And they get pumped. They get motivated, but I'm compensating them too for if they accomplish that, right? You want to have them guys to stay with you, to be loyal. So you gotta compensate them, right? But they see some growth. And they know that I'm there trying to not to create just a little business to make some money for myself. And that's it. We want to create something huge. We want to cover the island. And eventually I see ourselves being the top responders for hurricanes, not only in Puerto Rico. I mean, we're training all year to hurricanes. So I can dispatch a crew to Florida. I can dispatch crews to the Caribbean, St. Thomas, St. Croix. We're right there. And we can work the logistics. So the way I see in a couple of years, we're going to have the best crew in hurricane response in the States.
I know you just launched this one. But do you have plans to add any more locations beyond Reston and Puerto Rico? I know you just started on this.
No, 100%. I got a feeling this is going to work. And like I said, once you establish and you got the good leadership, you become like the umbrella company that you're always seeing in all the operations that you can take a look. So the tools that we got up here are just easy for you to monitor and manage what's going on at the shop as long as everybody's good. So I'm not afraid to go for a third or third franchise. You just got to be in a place that there's a need. We got to do our market research and make sure that we understand what's needed in there. But if the opportunity comes, 100%, I'm on board. Actually, we're looking for people to partner up. There's a couple of open ones in Puerto Rico that we might, because we will ensure that we cover the entire island. It's just and to give a proper response. So we got a couple there available. So if somebody is interested, we would love to have a partner down there.
You have to excuse my ignorance of geography. How large is Puerto Rico? And I suppose also how hard is it to get around? Because San Juan is a major urban area, but
correct. So it's 110 by 35. You would think you can move around, but that's when you're overpopulated, close to 4 million people with issues with the roads and all that. It could be a mess just to get from San Juan to the west coast of the island. It might take a couple hours to get there, and to go around it, that's something that it could take 3 or 4 hours. So and especially when you're responding to hurricanes and things like that, the first thing that goes down is just the electricity. The power grid is out. You don't have lights. The roads get damaged. So you got it. So it might take a while to get to places. So we feel that we got pretty good coverage. And when it comes to a natural disaster, we can be ready at different stages. But the way that we're thinking and we want to set it up is it's going to be a pure clean and different locations strategically, just to make sure that we can respond there within. We want to be on site within 30 minutes as possible. So,
and for the day to day work,
that's correct.
And Reston is going well.
Reston is doing amazing. I mean, this was the learning curve. Just the competition, just the fact that you got so many competitors, people got options, right? So what we did is just the first year we made sure that we were not using any type of program work, so nothing was being handed. So we started everything organically. We had a sales. The first person that I hired was a salesperson, for that person to be able to go around and introduce us and what we were able to do. And we just started organically just to grow our business without anything else. And little by little, Google started kicking in, and then the relationship with managers started paying off. And after a year, we had a successful business that was making money. It was profitable. So then we were able to scale it just a little bit more. We added more people, trained those technicians. We got more equipment. We had vehicles, and now we're one of the top companies out here. We feel we can compete with anybody, and the product that we're delivering is good. And I'm hoping that we can just continue growing. And if anything, this might be a good territory to expand. There might be some options there in Virginia. We feel confident that we know the territory, so. That's the next one.
Well, speaking of feeling comfortable, you must feel comfortable in your management staff in order to be able to split your time like that between Virginia and San Juan. How did you find those folks, and how did you get them to the point where you felt comfortable taking on a second franchise?
Yeah, so for me to be able to understand this business, I have to get it going on the floor. I was on the truck for my first year. I was just there, working on every single job, being the project manager and understanding. So I think anybody that comes in, they got to go through that process, because it's hard to lead when you don't understand, you don't know what you're talking about, right? And if you got all these SOPs, these processes, you got to understand. So usually it's just technicians. I don't hire anybody from management from other companies, so they'll come in a position as a technician. If they got that's a prospect that you can make a manager, and you identify that in the hiring process, and you want to compensate that person a little bit more because you see the potential, and you can just let them know that that's the plan. But I want that person to be on the floor, and then afterwards, there's a process of shadowing me in a way. Like, I want them to understand the way that I'm thinking about everything, the certain decisions has got to be made sometimes that you're not going to find on an SOP. So they got, I want to make sure that they can not think like me, but they understand my thought process, right? And by following me for a couple of months, usually that works out, man. And they just got to understand, they got to love it the same way you do. They got to understand why things got to be done that way. It's not easy, because they got to be the ones leading and training other people. So 100%, you want to do that. You want to have somebody that kind of shadow and understands and see the vision the same way you do. It's like, I tell the guys, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, right? So you gotta drink the Purican Kool-Aid, and you're gonna drink Joe's Kool-Aid, right? You gotta understand. And if you do, then you can be in that management position. You're gonna be well compensated, and we're gonna make this work. So usually that's the process. Okay.
Well, you answered all of my questions. Is there anything you would like to add?
So you guys visit Puerto Rico, you're more than happy to stop by if you're looking at that one. Again, there's a lot of franchise opportunities. I encourage people to take a look at the Pure Clean concept. I think it's really regarded for veterans, for people with no experience. That's my case. People with experience, they'll set you up with the right tools, and they can give you an opportunity to change your life. I know it's done it for me a big way, so I'm grateful. So I would love for you guys to join us.
Okay, great. I have heard from other veterans that restoration is a good fit. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. Just, SOP, straightforward. You got a guideline. You know what you got to do. There's not a lot of improvisation, right? You got to understand, and it's all about showing up in time. There's rules, the SLAs. You're already dealing with that with the military. Like I said, a successful business, it has a structure, and it has leadership, and it has discipline. And that's all translates perfect with the military. And you get the opportunity to work on your own. And if you just like to have your own franchise, you just want to have a crew of a couple of guys or yourself just to go out there and do it, you can do it. But if you want to create a scale of that business and make it more profitable and make it bigger, the franchising method is best. And restoration companies, they will provide you with the tools. And it's a really rewarding industry. I will not change it for anything else.
Great. Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Joe. I appreciate it, and good luck in your new venture.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.